This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd. Qala al-musannif rahimahullah ta'ala fi kitab Riyad al-Salihin. Yahya ibn Sharaf al-Nawawi says in his book entitled Riyad al-Salihin, The Gardens of the Righteous, in the chapter of eulogizing and thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this hadith is subhanAllah so relevant. Whereas on the authority of Abi Musa al-Ash'ari radiyallahu anhu and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, إِذَا مَاتَ وَلَدُ الْعَبْدِ قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى لِمَلَائِكَتِهِ قَبَضْتُمْ وَلَدَ عَبْدِي فَيَقُولُونَ نَعْمْ فَيَقُولُ قَبَضْتُمْ ثَمَرَةَ فُؤَادِي فَيَقُولُونَ نَعْمْ فَيَقُولُ مَاذَا قَالَ عَبْدِي فَيَقُولُونَ حَمِدَ وَاسْتَرْجَعْ فَيَقُولُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى ابْنُ لِعَبْدِي بَيْتًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَسَمُّوهُ بَيْتَ الْحَمْدِ. Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiyallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him, narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when a servant's child dies, Allah the Most High asks his angels, have you taken out the life of the child of my servant? They reply in the affirmative. He then asks, have you taken the fruit of his heart? They reply in the affirmative. Thereupon he asks, what has my slave said? They say, he has praised you and said, verily we are for Allah and to Allah we shall be returned. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Verily we will return. Allah says, build a house for my servant in paradise and name it Bayt al-Hamd, the house of praise. I mean, obviously we know the relevance of this hadith now. SubhanAllah, from what we have heard or what we have seen from our brothers and sisters in Gaza particularly, that their children are passing away, our children are passing away, or they're being murdered, and there's, you know, found in just many different situations to where we see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his predestination decides to take them back to him. And I think it's important to remember that, because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this for the abd. He says that Allah asks his angels, have you taken out the life of the child of my servant? So look at how he mentions it. Have you taken the life of the child of my servant? هَلْ قَبَدْتُمْ وَلَدَ عَبْدِي, my servant. And it's important that we look at that word, servant, that we serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala voluntarily. And from our status and our situation of being a servant of Allah, our noble title of being a servant of Allah, look at the response of the abd. And that's what's important. The response of the abdullah, when Allah decides to take the child of that person. فَيَكُولُونَ نَامْ فَيَكُولُ قَبَلْتُمْ تَمَرَةَ فُعَدٍ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, after the angel said, yes, we took the child's life, he then asked, have you taken the fruit of his heart? ثَمَرَةَ فُعَدٍ. The fruit of his heart. Here in America, we usually say what? The apple of my eye. Even in Arabic, they say قُرَّةُ عَيْنٍ. And what's interesting with قُرَّةُ عَيْنٍ, because the eyes settle. تَسْتَقِرُّ عَيْنَاكَ فِي النَّظَرِ إِلَى وَلَدِكَ وَبِنْتِكَ. Your eyes settle when looking at your child. You just stare at them at times. All of us have had children. When you see your child, you just look and you say, SubhanAllah, amazing. Or when they grow up and you say, MashaAllah. Or sometimes you say, Allah Musta'an. Depending on the situation. But sometimes you will see in your child, you. The way that they act, that certain mannerism, wallahi, that is me. Or sometimes your wife will tell you, wallahi, that's you, handle the situation. Or vice versa. That is from the beauty of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in the end of the day, in the beginning, middle, and end, subhanAllah, thamaratu fu'adi, that it is, subhanAllah, the fruit of his or her heart. And they reply in the affirmative. Because Allah is mentioning the child with different characteristics or different descriptions. The first of them being the life of the child of my servant. Then he says, the fruit of his heart. And then after that, they reply in the affirmative. And then he asks, what did my slave say? And they say, he praised you. And he said, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And this is the shahid here. This is the highlighted portion which we want to capitalize on. The response. The response of the father or mother of the child. Many of us, I mean, the one that always hits my heart, particularly amongst many, but, you know, the one where the man, from the videos, if you all have seen them, where the man is holding his daughter and she's literally like in rigor mortis and he's kissing her eyelids and he's touching her eyelids, touching her hair. It just reminded me when the Prophet ﷺ was holding Ibrahim, and Ibrahim was breathing and it was breathing in a profuse way, you know, because he wasn't breathing clearly, and the Prophet would smell him and just stroke and wipe over him. And subhanAllah, what did he say? That the verily the eyes shed tears and the heart is saddened, but we will not say that which is displeasing to Allah. It always goes back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he knows Allah is the ultimate source, and it was the source that chose to do this. So what do they say? They praise Allah, and then they say, verily we are for Allah, and to Allah we will return. Inna, what? Lillah. That verily we are for Allah. We do not have total ownership over our own selves. When you sit and ponder and think about that, inna lillah, we are for Allah, property of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And verily to him, wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Wattaqu yawman turja'una fihi ila Allah. In the Quran, which some scholars mention is the last verse revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, fear a day that you will be returned. Not you will return. You will be returned to Allah. Meaning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose for that to happen to you at that moment, and you will return to him. So when someone passes away, the first thing that the slave said was, alhamdulillah. Can you imagine? Just think about it. Alhamdulillah, they praised you. And that's why when we say alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, we think about what Allah has given us from what we wanted, or given us from that which we did not want, or what he takes away from that, takes away from us which we wanted, or takes away something from us that we did not want to be taken away. In kulli hal, in every situation, we say what? Alhamdulillah. Aisha said that about her husband, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She said, he used to say alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. Right? Allah is praiseworthy for any decision, any action that emanates from him. He is praiseworthy for it. And then reminding ourselves that verily we are for him, and to him we shall return, that we will all return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we see someone pass away from any form of oppression, inshallah, there will be people that will be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as shuhada, as martyrs. And inshallah, we make dua for those that are still undergoing oppression, because we do not want any form of oppression to afflict them, and most importantly, to afflict their iman. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect, bless, feed, nourish our brothers and sisters in Gaza. May he protect, feed, and nourish our brothers and sisters in Gaza, ya Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma at'imhum, ya Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma kfir lana dhunubana wa kaffir anna siyi'atina wa tawaffana ma'al abrar. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make us of those that are righteous, and forgive us for any of our shortcomings, and make that righteousness be translated into dua, that you will answer any call that we call on you for our brothers and sisters that are suffering all around the world, ya Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.